This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard. It is the business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. And of course, businesses are the lifeblood of what we do. They shape how we mold and interact with people and give work opportunities for the community as well. And today we are joined by Scott Moncrief of Bella Luna in Childersburg. How you doing?
Doing well.
Tell us a little bit about Scott Moncrief.
I'm 59 years old and I am a father of two, got two grandbabies, been married for 36 years, and we have established ourselves in Childersburg.
Well, and of course, I understand about the grandbabies. I've got a 6-month-old granddaughter that I understand she rules the roost.
Rules the roost, I have no doubt about it.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into the gym business, maybe with your personal.
Friend of ours owned it, and we were talking one day, and we just come up, and out of the blue, he asked me about buying a gym, and I've always been in the gym since 12 years old to now, and things just kind of progressed, and as they did, I ended up purchasing it in 2016.
And, of course, you're from Homewood.
Yes, sir.
Played football.
Yeah.
Was a Patriot.
Yes,
and of course, you worked out, I'm sure, as a football player.
Yes, sir.
And of course, now seeing people come to Bella Luna and seeing how they work out and things, tell us what you like about your job.
I really love people. It excites me when you see people that come in and they ask questions about their health. And if, you know, one of my creeds is I'm not doing it to get rich. I'm doing it to enrich. And it's held true. I've seen people that's come back to the gym that, you know, has some health issues and they follow their doctor's orders. And, you know, I give a little bit of instruction. And next thing you know, they're feeling better about themselves, positive self-esteem. And, you know, I just at the end of the day, it just makes me so happy.
Well, and of course, you and I have talked a little bit before we got on camera today about COVID.
Yes, sir.
COVID really hurt things and really shut things down. Has that been the most challenging aspect of owning a gym?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how you went through that.
Well, unfortunately, a gym does get a bad rap, even in healthy situations, because treadmills, anything that has human contact, as much as exercise equipment does, of course, COVID and the way they perceived it, it just ramped up. So it did put a damper on things. We were actually shut down for about 92 days. And then to try to convince people, hey, it's okay to come back, we had people come in and professionally clean and do everything. And it started off slow, but we were actually getting back to normal. Had a real good first quarter this year. And hopefully with the growth of the community, we're going to be better. My motto is be the biggest and baddest so nobody else wants to come in there.
That's right.
Gym.
That's right. And, of course, being a gym, tell me, I know it's kind of low overhead in the fact that you don't need a lot of people working with you, but how many hours a week do you spend in that gym?
quite a few, but – you know, you hear the saying, if you love what you're doing, it's not work. And that really holds true.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm the, you know, my wife helps out tremendously. You know, she's answering the phone and running office while I'm here today, which I'm so thankful. Because the last thing you want to do is miss somebody that wants an opportunity to join a gym. Not from the financial standpoint only, but for their health. And, but, yeah, I'm the laundry guy, I'm the plumber, electrician, and trust me, I am not good at any of those, but you learn as you go, and I have some great members that have actually volunteered their time and come in and helped, and it's just, you know, it's just building a relationship.
Since you have purchased Bella Luna and started in the gym business, what have you learned about the gym business that has helped you?
That you learn something every day. You know, and I'm not one to think I know it all. I'm quite, without patting myself on the back, I'm qualified as far as understanding and working out how muscles work and stuff. But people come in, and I've got some good members that are very knowledgeable. And I've gone to them for, all right, you know, if just like hitting a blind spot, you can see something every day and still miss something. And input from members is tremendous.
And I'm going to get you to touch on one thing for okay. me, because you're an ex-football player. You've served in the military. Yes, sir. And by the way, thank you for mm-hmm. doing that, for your
my
service.
Pleasure. My pleasure.
Another thing is, you see all these wonderful college football teams, and the first thing that catches your eye in that facility is that workout. Tell us how important that is for people who don't understand. They just see the football game. They don't understand how a 3 or 4 year process to get a kid ready for the next level.
Well, it's a growth process. It's a mental process. And, you know, I always tell the people, I'm actually a trainer, and I tell them, you know, you got to get your mind and your body to working together to get your better outcome. And yeah, when you see those juniors and seniors on a football field, especially at the collegiate level, they have put in some work. And it is if you can imagine being hit 35 miles an hour by a Buick, that's about what it feels like to be hit by a 250-pound linebacker.
It don't feel good.
No, sir. But if you put your time in the gym and learn things and understand stretching, flexibility, you know, building muscle is not the only important thing. You want to boost your heart rate. You want to increase your metabolism. You want what I call positive endorphins. And that's what I hope the gym puts off for you know, people that's been in there or new members.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to step aside and take a break, and we're going to come back with Scott Moncrief a little bit more and talk a little more about Bella Luna and the opportunities you may have when we come back on Businesses in Our Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and today we are talking with Scott Moncrief of Bella Luna, the workout place in Childersburg. And I got to ask you, tell us a little bit about what your gym offers as far as the machines you have. Maybe I don't want to get into rates. I'll leave you with that with your customers. But tell us how they come.
Okay. As far as the equipment goes, we have I've been in the big one open room gym, and it's okay. But if you have, and my wife has it, the gymophobia, where she feels like everybody's looking at her, when it's not necessarily true, but it's a phobia.
Right.
So what I've done is I have put the different weight machines and cardio machines in different rooms. So, you know, if you're doing cardio, treadmill, bike, something like that, you're in your own room with a small group of people. If you do your machine weights, your Cybex, your Body Masters, those type things, they're in a room. And then your free weights are in their room by themselves.
And, of course, I'm sure it's easy entry for customers
yes,
of yours.
Sir. Yes, sir. We have 24/7 access. It is a key fob type deal where you swipe the key. And as far as security, I have cameras everywhere, and the parking lot that was one of the first things I did, lit that parking lot up. So,
well, and that's what I was going to ask you too. Do you find more of your customers working out in the evening after they get off at night, or what's a busy time of day for you?
Believe it or not, the busiest time is between 4:30 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Before they go to work.
Before they go to work.
Wow. And is that a good workout regimen for somebody?
Oh, yes. As far as just depending on your work during the day, yes, it stimulates the brain cells, it stimulates your body, and it just helps prepare you for your day's task. And then I have, you know, other folks that work overnight, and they come in, and a workout regimen is good for sleep, increased sleep habits.
Now, I got to ask you just from the, I'm just curious about this. When you're in the gym, whether you're working out or whether you're working, whether you're cleaning things, whatever, do people ask you their opinion on how they should do this, how they should do that? How much of interaction do you have with your customers?
Well, I try not to intervene, with the exception of if I see somebody doing something that is unsafe.
Right.
Whether it's just a lack of knowledge of the equipment or actually doing something unsafe, I will intervene. But for the most part, I, you know, let them go. And, you know, one of the first things I tell them, one of the most motivating things is I tell folks, hey, take a picture of yourself before you start.
Yeah.
And hold yourself accountable. And 1 month later, take another picture. Nobody ever has to see it but you. And you can see a difference.
Right.
It might be little, but you can see it. And that's the motivating drive. But as far as intervening with people, unless they ask, no, sir, I do not.
Well, I'm going to ask you something off the wall here. You may or may not be able to answer this. But speaking of motivation and people who have taught, you know, you've been in the workout business pretty much all of your life. Has there been a mentor or somebody to you that has been that motivating factor?
Yes, sir. A couple of them, actually, and I didn't listen to either one of them. I wish I would have. But Kyle Cleveland was one, and this is several years ago, and then David Hudson was another one. Unfortunately, Dr. Hudson was a chiropractor, and trust me, I go to all of them. If I can, I'm going to shout out to Dr. David Head. That's who I use here in Sylacauga. He's an outstanding chiropractor. Because I've done it and I've been through it, you know, between football, military. You know, I don't know if I want to tell my injuries or not, but I'm proud because I'm almost 60 and I feel better than I did at 40.
That is fabulous. And I'm going to give you the opportunity. Tell everybody in and around Chillsburg, Sylacauga that's going to watch this, how they can get involved. You don't necessarily have to talk about what it costs them unless you're wanting to do that. But, you know, websites, phone numbers, things that they can come by and talk to you. Why don't you give out your information a little bit?
All right. Yes, sir. We are on Facebook. It's BellaLunaFitnessAndTanning.com or gmail.com. You'd have to ask my wife that. I'm not very good at computers. But a phone number is 256-346-3150. We do offer some military discounts with folks, and we have family packages. And we're 24/7. So, you know, and you can come in that gym anytime you want, as many times as you want. And as far as square footage, I am the biggest gym between Chelsea and Alex City.
Wow. So I got to ask you this too. Of all the machines, nobody really wants to make themselves get up and go work out. I mean, it's a want to and a drive. Is there a machine or one or two that you prefer yourself over another? I just got to ask that.
Yes, sir. I like, I actually, for the gym, I purchased a little Hoist multi-trainer and all my, I call them my big bucks, my folks, they hate it, but I put it over in the corner, and as far as nobody likes it, so I go use it, and, you know, when I want to get away for just a second or whatever, I'll put my headphones on, and I'm actually facing the machine. So people usually know, hey, Scott's in there, don't, you know, but again, I have an open door policy.
Now, what does that machine do?
It does pretty much all your minimal muscles, biceps, triceps, shoulders, traps, and it's just a one-dimensional machine that you don't have to move. You know, you raise and lower the cables, that's it. And it sits in the corner, it's made for a corner, and, you know, most of my folks, they don't like that machine, but Scotty, I'll get on it and, you know, just get my heart rate up. I hate to run. I can't chew gum longer than 3 minutes, so it's hard for me to stay on a bicycle or a treadmill. So I like to be moving. But there's several different machines. The way I routine my workout is because I don't really have a whole bunch of time, so I pick one muscle group and try to work it out best I can, because my other problem is I'll see a piece of dust or a piece of paper on the floor, next thing you know, I've sweat for 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask you, Bella Luna has been there in Childersburg a long time.
Yes, sir.
You've now been the owner for 8 years. Where do you see Bella Luna 10 years down the road?
Well, hopefully, we want to be able to be a stature, I guess, in the community, because there is not another gym in Childersburg, and we would like to see growth, and I would love to be able to expand. We actually own the building next door, and I would love to be able to say, you know what, I need some more square footage because my gym. And again, it goes back to, I want to be the biggest, baddest gym in Childersburg, so nobody else wants to come down here.
Absolutely.
And that's my goal.
Well, I'm going to give you one more time. Give us your phone number and how they can get in touch with you or come by. Tell us where you are.
Our office hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday from, I get there at 5:30 in the morning until about 6 in the evening. Wednesday and Friday, we're open from 5 to 12. And then Saturday, you can call and make an appointment, and we will be there. Or you can call 256-346-3150. And if I'm not there, my wife is usually there, and she is very knowledgeable and can answer your questions. We'd love to see you. You know, if I hope I do have to bust some walls down for more people.
Well, and of course, that is the hours for you guys. That's not the hours for the gym. Gym's 24/7.
24/7.
But tell us where you're located.
All right, we are 100 Hagen Avenue in Childersburg. We are actually, best point of reference is the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yep.
Turn right there and just follow that on around right across the street from Surf Pro.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, we certainly appreciate you coming in and visiting us on Businesses in Our Backyard. And, of course, go by and check them out at Bella Luna. Scott and his wife there to open your hearts and your minds to working out there at the gym in Bella Luna. And, of course, we appreciate you watching and listening this podcast. Share it with everybody. Give us a 5-star rating. And, of course, we'll see you next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.